This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This is National Poetry Month. In its honor, we're going to explore the work of Michigan poets. It's part of our month-long series, Poetically Speaking. Ken Michalowski has just released his fifth book, That. This book shows why this Ann Arbor-based poet is so widely regarded for his mastery of the short poem. Short as in nothing is longer than three lines, brief lines. Ken Michalowski teaches poetry writing at the University of Michigan, and he and his late wife, Anne, were publisher, editor, and printer of the Alternative Press. We'll be talking about that as well. Ken, it is a pleasure to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here.
For anyone discovering your writing anew, it is worth emphasizing that you write short verse.
Haiku is much too long for me.
Would you give us a sense of what you write by getting us started and read a few for us?
I'll do exactly that. Let's see what we can start with. How about something that's definitely on my mind? Getting old.
Yes, I'm with you.
Getting old gets old real quick. And it's over. That's it.
That's it.
Would you like me to read another?
I would. Yes,
not only getting old on my mind, but here's Fat Man Blues. I've grown so lonesome since my belly's growing some. Why, I am not a New York poet. Detroit.
That's it.
That's it.
You're saying that you have had people say, what is this? What is this? And I'll admit, I looked at it and went, what? What? And I just read it again. Explain this kind of writing and especially why it speaks to you.
Well, look, I'm a letterpress printer as well as a teacher of poetry and a writer of poetry. I've been setting type for 30 years, and I always thought as I was setting that type, I wish this poem were shorter. I wish somebody would write shorter poems. Finally, I had to start doing that myself because no one else seemed to be doing it. So they kept getting shorter and shorter. I might have written myself into a corner now. I mean, I've gotten so short, it's hard to get much shorter now.
Why? Why did they keep getting shorter and shorter?
Well, because I really wanted to, there's something I wanted to say. I really did want to say something, but I didn't want to say it pompously or I really wanted to be precise. The first poem I wrote that was very short was for when my son was 10 years old, and I wanted him to be able to understand it. I didn't want to use big words. I wanted to use one-syllable words as much as possible and just basically say the poem. And so that's the one. I have it here if you want. I could read that one. It's called Michael Alternatives because I like that word alternatives. The Alternative Press, for example. Michael Alternatives. You don't owe for your skin, your toes, teeth, your blood are free. Take the food you need. Grow. You'll be loved. Work at what you please. Laugh. Greet the sun each day. You don't owe for your soul.
Did poetry always speak to you, or was this something you discovered later on?
Well, when I was a student at Wayne, I really hadn't read much poetry. But for somehow, I found myself into a poetry writing class taught by a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, W.D. Snodgrass. And, you know, we all wanted to please him. So we always tried to write poems. But his poems were not like my poems at all. He was very much a formal poet. He wanted us all to be little Snodgrasses. So, you know, we did want to please him. However, it wasn't until I got out of his class and took a class with another writer, Keith Waldrop, that I sort of discovered my own writing, my own style, my own voice. And that's something I wanted to just keep on going. It's just this is how it's developed, shorter and shorter.
How would you characterize your voice?
Detroit. Come on. You have to have attitude to be from Detroit.
A little swagger.
And you got it. I'm from Detroit. What of it? Yeah, that's the answer. However, I must admit, I've been in Ann Arbor for 26 years now, so
you have
lose a little of that
edge. Kind of. Almost that Detroit versus everybody, that T-shirt that's so popular right now.
Don't we know?
That's kind of it. How do you choose what you want to write about?
You know, it usually comes to me, really. I don't think I choose it. I really don't. I'll wake up in the middle of the night. I will be walking down the street. And because they're short, because in this case, all it takes is the inspiration, the hit. And that's what I put down. Often I have to edit it, meaning I cross out words. There's too many words usually. And I get it down to the essence. And then for me, that's the poem.
And you, how do you know? Do you just feel like, bingo, I've got it? What's the feeling?
Sometimes I don't got it. Some days it just doesn't. You think you do, and you wake up in the middle of the night, and you scribble these words down, and then you wake up in the morning, and they're a little less profound than you thought, maybe. You know, oh, my God, did I write this?
So they need some polishing.
Yeah.
Would you read us a few more from that?
Sure, I'll be happy to. Short novel. He always write. She left.
There's humor in these that I just find as you read them, I really get it.
Thank you. I mean, you either do or you don't. Maybe I have my audience attention span in mind.
Especially in 2015.
All right. Here's one. No matter how much they lower the bar in poetry, I always manage to slip in under it. Now, let me read you. We'll get a little more serious, maybe.
Okay.
Some days, death crosses my mind. On time. We become late. Too soon. Yes. How about now? Soon to be long ago.
Oh, boy. That's very profound. That's something you couldn't write when you're 21.
You are so right. I didn't write it when I was. How about, never mind. We won't go there.
We won't go there. Okay.
One more then. Our. That's O-U-R-H-O-U-R. Our. So short, we long for more.
As we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, Ken Michalowski, you and your late wife, Anne, were co-founders of TAP, the Alternative Press. What was that and why did you found it?
Well, we founded it because I had been editing Wayne's. I was a student at Wayne. I was editing their literary magazine, the Wayne Review. And I kept hearing from the printers, you can't use that size. We can't use that color. We can't do this. You can't do that. So we just said, well, we'll just start our own press. We'll do it. Yeah, well.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yes. We ended up getting a letterpress from the Artist Workshop in Detroit. They weren't using it any longer. And so we moved it into our basement in Detroit. And it was an intimidating presence. We had to learn to print. We had never printed before in our lives. We got about 20 minutes of instruction from the people who helped us move it in, and that was it. We were on our own.
Off to the races.
Yeah.
And how many years?
30-some years. And we were printing pretty regularly all that time. I think, I'm not modest about this, we were printing the best art and poetry that was coming out in America during that time. And, everyone from Allen Ginsberg, Ann Waldman, Alice Notley, Sherman Alexie, all the really good writers of our time, that's what we were doing.
And here you are now with your fifth book of poems, That. And you also teach poetry writing at the University of Michigan. Can you teach poetry writing?
Well, let's just say this. I try to say I don't teach students how to write. I try to teach them to want to write. And I think that's the difference. And I really do think my students who get it, and I've been at the residential college now for 38 years, so I've been there for a while. They really do want to write. They get that instilled in them. And they really, now becoming a poet is not exactly on the career charts. I mean, they're preparing themselves for life in food service. That's what they're preparing themselves for. But they do something else as well.
What are you reading right now?
What am I reading? I read a lot of mysteries. I read a lot of crime novels. And so, you know, that most of the poets I know, truly, we are great admirers of crime novels.
Why is
my
that?
Poet friends would come to visit me here in Ann Arbor, or where I live in Detroit. they knew that I knew Elmore Leonard. So, you know, so they all wanted, you know, Elmore, will you introduce me? And so Dutch would find that I'd bring these poets over, and he'd say, what do these avant-garde poets want to meet me for? What? Why?
Is it the flip side of the coin, do you think, if the grittiness of Dutch Leonard's writing? And then you said these avant-garde poets. What do you think the attraction is?
You know, first of all, I mean, it's just great writing. Dutch is a very good writer. He's got an ear for dialogue that was like no one else's. He could really write. So people admired that. He was a good writer. But also, Alison Notley, I mentioned her. She was one of Dutch's admirers. But she also loves James Elroy. She thinks Elroy is one of the better writers. So I read a lot of mysteries, but I don't know if it influences my poetry or not. I mean, mysteries are novels. They're like 400 pages long. Why? Yeah. So not exactly as precise as my poems.
What do you think poetry's relevance is in 2015?
The relevance of poetry. Uh-oh, here we go. You know, it's hard to say because it doesn't seem to be any relevance whatsoever. You can, and I'll just get a little political here. I had a friend from China who wrote, his name was Bei Dao, one of the best poets coming out. He wrote what was called misty poetry. The authorities in China could not understand the poetry, so it was misty to them. And he was out of the country, and they would not let him back in the country. He was in exile. They wouldn't let his wife and daughter out of the country. This went on for a number of years. He found himself in Ann Arbor, where I met him, and we all helped work things out for him. But now that kind of poetry in the U.S., we say, well, I don't understand it, but they assumed it was political because if I don't understand it, this must be...
You're trying to hide something.
In the U.S., we can write the most blatantly political things you can ever possibly imagine. And you know what? No one cares. They just ignore it. It's just poetry. Who cares? So, yeah, it doesn't happen. We can't get arrested. We can. John Sinclair, another poet friend of mine, he got arrested.
He managed to get arrested.
Yeah, he managed that.
But it was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a few years ago, and it was for something other than poetry.
Yes, exactly. The book is That by Ann Arbor-based poet Ken Michalowski, his fifth book of his short poetry. It was a pleasure meeting you and talking with you, Ken. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. That's great.
Tell us about your favorite poem and what it means to you. Go to the Stateside page at michiganradio.org and look for Poetically Speaking. It's all part of our month-long series on poets in Michigan. And if you're a published poet, we want to hear from you. Submit a poem and it might get on the air. Just write to Stateside at michiganradio.org for all the details. Support for arts and culture coverage on Stateside comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts.